Let me explain who these young ladies are. Fiona and Frances. Morning, girls.
Morning.
Now, you're here to tell us about the Flower Art and Craft Festival that's taking place in St. Giles Church on the 26th to the 28th, aren't you?
Yes. We are.
So, what's the Flower Art and Craft Festival all about? What happens there?
It's essentially a traditional country church fair. So with all the usual things, cake stall, refreshment stall, with the added extras of having a lovely art exhibition from 60 local artists.
Oh, really?
Lots of craft people. There's a blacksmith and a glass fuse and all sorts of... I think there's a whole marquee of craft people going to be there. And in the church, a lot of our flower arrangers have done beautiful, beautiful flower arrangers on the theme of For the Glory of the Earth.
Oh, lovely.
So it's all going to be fabulous.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And what is it in aid of something, Frances?
It's always in aid of funds. Like most small churches, we really need to keep bringing the funds in to keep going. But also, it's an opportunity to open up for people to come to a quintessential English church in the countryside for a cup of tea and a piece of cake and see all the lovely things. And for the community to really appreciate the 12th century church.
Now, I love church architecture. You fit on a subject now. I am heavily, and I have been for about the past 12, 13 years, heavily into church architecture. How the designs are all the same between churches, no matter what age they are. And before a certain, if this is 12th century, this will face exactly east.
Yes.
Have you got a stained glass window on the east wall?
We have some stained glass in there. It's not totally stained glass. It's a small church,
right.
Country church. You say most of the churches around that era are similar, but actually this one has a unique thing.
Really?
It has, underneath the tower, it's an internal engineering structure which was built after the church to support the new tower. And to look at the beams, it is absolutely fabulous. Guys, you'll love it because it's a feat of engineering.
So do you get many people just visit the church to take a look at it? Or is it just a congregation type thing, the people that go there on Sundays? And
we try to open up as much as possible, but being in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of
the
field,
it's a bit awkward.
It is a bit awkward. So this is a great opportunity for people to come appreciate the architecture. It's Grade 1 listed building.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I suppose it would be at the 12th century.
Yeah, and there's lots of stuff in there. And as Fiona was saying, there'll be many flower arrangements which will only enhance the beauty of the church.
So what have you got going on? You've got the art in the barn, you were saying.
Art in the barn, yes. The large barn, full of artists.
Yeah.
Everything's for sale, so it'll be lovely if you want to sort of own artwork. Ideal opportunity. The small barn has some craft workers.
Uh-huh.
A large marquee in the grounds with craft workers.
Yeah.
Flower arranging in the church.
Yeah.
Plus we've got a refreshment tent, a cake stall, all home-baked by the local ladies. Lots of produce, flower stall, book stall, tombola, raffle, all the usual things associated with the church fair.
I might even come down and have a look myself, to be honest. But I may even pop down before then and just have a look. How's that?
You'd be more than welcome.
Because I've never seen this church before, and it really does. The church architecture is quite stunning. Some of the money they spend on this to get the church just right is phenomenal.
It's a very pretty church. As soon as you walk in, you go, it's a lovely, lovely church. Very
okay.
Nice atmosphere.
And it's in Old Church Road, is that right, in Mount Nessing?
Old Church Lane.
Old Church Lane in Mount Nessing.
It's sort of midway between Mount Nessing and Billericay. If you end up in Mount Nessing,
you
probably won't find it. You have to sort of head towards Billericay.
All right, okay. And it's complete. Is it free to go to, or is it charged?
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free as well.
Free parking. The very nice landowner of the field opposite has said we can have the field for parking.
Oh, that's nice.
And the entrance to the whole thing is free. Because we would encourage people, love people, to buy a piece of cake and a cup of tea while they're there and possibly donate to the church funds.
What a lovely way to spend an afternoon. Very peaceful, especially as there's... I'm a lover of trees and grass and all the rest. And for this to be in the middle of the field, I'm in my element now. I'm in my element. No brick walls around you. Oh, it's lovely. That's lovely.
It is. And there are fantastic views from around the churchyard. The churchyard itself has got some really interesting graves. But also is home to a lot of local fauna and flora.
Oh, really?
So there's something for everybody.
That sounds fantastic. And that's on the 26th to the 28th of August.
Yes, we're opening at 2 in the afternoon and closing at 6 o'clock.
So okay, fantastic.
A nice afternoon out.
And if you need any more details about this, you can either go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide. There's loads on there about it. Or you can actually contact Patrick on this number, 01277 352 562. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this. I'll definitely come down. Let's put it that way.
Thank you very much for having us.